Good morning. Welcome to our services today at Colola Springs Baptist Church, and happy Mother's Day. If you will, join in with us as we sing Nothing But the Blood of Jesus.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Savior's love, oh. Jesus, your name is power.
King of peace. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Let's bow in prayer. Father, thank you for this day, God, that you've given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for setting aside this day, Lord, to worship you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us to your sanctuary today, Lord. We are the church. Lord, thank you for mothers. Thank you for those that are with us today. Thank you for those, Lord, that have gone on home to be with you. God, just bless each mother today, Lord. And Lord, my prayer is if people listen to me today, Lord, have a mother, they would call her today. They would tell her that they love her. They would text her. They would send her a letter. They would forgive. They would show mercy, just as our mothers have shown us, just as you show us. And Lord, I just pray today, God, that you'll just continue to use us, Lord. We are your church. Whether we're meeting on the internet, whether we're at work, wherever you placed us, God, we are your church. God, help us to continue to be the light you call us to be. God, be with our pastor today, God. Give him strength to stand behind this pulpit, Lord. God, I pray that he delivers a message to us, Lord, today that will encourage us, build us up. God, we ask all this in your precious name. Amen.
In the book of Proverbs 31:28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. I'd like to say good morning to each of you on this special Mother's Day as we come to you live stream from Colola Springs Baptist Church Sanctuary. I want us to think about the subject today, any true mother. Any true mother. Mother's Day, one of the most appealing and impressive days in the life of America. From the president in the White House to the tenant in the cabin, people pause as they should do and pay tribute to the best loved person in all the world, their mother. There are lots of sights in this old world, but not any as beautiful as a mother holding a babe in her arms. It is not any wonder that artists, painters, orators, poets have summoned themselves with all their resources to picture a mother. When Jesus was dying on the cross, he paused in the midst of his agony and revealed his love and care for his mother. We read about Isaiah the prophet as he also thought of his mother, and he said this, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so the Lord comforteth his people." My friend, a true mother, a good mother, there are at least six things that would describe a true and good mother, six wonderful things. But first of all, I want to talk about some things that do not fit that of a good mother. You know, and I want you to think about this and some things that mothers don't have to have to be a good mother. You know, I think about my own mother. She did not have all the modern conveniences that we have nowadays. I remember very well she didn't have a vacuum cleaner, a microwave oven, an automatic washer, a dishwasher, an air conditioner, a cell phone. I remember that just like it was yesterday. And, you know, she could not go to the store and charge all the things that she might have wanted to have done at that time. She just simply did without. My mother, and maybe your mother, did not have social prestige. My mother didn't belong to any clubs. She didn't have cigarettes or cocktails. She did not have a computer. She didn't know what email or text messaging or Twitter or Facebook. She didn't know any of that. But what did she have? What did she have? Six wonderful things. Could I say to you, first of all, that mother had a Savior. Mother had a Savior. She was a Christian. Could I ask you today, mothers, do you have a Savior? Do you profess to be a Christian? Mother saw herself as a sinner. She saw the need for God in her life. Her faith was real on a daily basis. Mother, is your faith real on a daily basis? When life got tough, and sometimes it did, I can hear my own mother singing songs such as Love Lifted Me or Blessed Assurance, Jesus Is Mine, or she might have been singing those songs, Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know, or maybe she was singing How Great Thou Art, or maybe she was singing In the Garden, or maybe she was singing that old hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer. You see, Mother had that of a Savior. Do you have a Savior? Then Mother had a church. Mother had a church. She attended it faithfully. Not only did she attend it faithfully, but she saw to us that us boys was with her when the doors were open, and there were literally no excuses. No excuses. On Sunday morning, Sunday night, you went to church with your mother. My friend, you know what? A mother sitting in a church with her children, what a beautiful sight. But you know something even more beautiful is a mother sitting in a church with her children and her spouse. What a beautiful picture that is. A beautiful picture. Longfellow's Village Blacksmith. I read a little article about Longfellow's, what he wrote in the Village Blacksmith. His wife had passed away, but on Sunday, he was in church sitting amongst his boys. Oh, he heard the parson preach and pray. He heard his daughter's voice in the village choir. My friend, that's the way it should always be. A family together in God's house. Yes, a true mother has a Savior, and a true mother has a church. My friend, Mother also had a Bible. Mother had a Bible. She read her Bible. My particular mother taught Sunday school for over 40 years. Mother had a Bible. Mother, do you have a Bible? Think about that. The most important book in all the world is the Bible. Why is it so important that I have a Bible? You know what the Bible teaches? It teaches honesty. It teaches purity. It teaches hard work, truth, kindness, love. You know what? My mother believed what it taught. She believed that a man was a sinner, guilty, lost outside of Christ. She believed that a man should repent of his sins and place his faith in Jesus. She believed in heaven. Mother, do you believe in heaven? Mother also believed in hell. Mother believed in hell. Why did she believe in hell? Because the Bible teaches there is a heaven, and the Bible teaches there is a hell. And man has a choice about which one that he's going to live in eternity. Mother could tell a man how to die. Mother, could you tell your child how to die? What a morbid thought, but it's important that mothers tell their children how to live and how to die. Many a soldier going to the front lines of a battlefield wish that their mother had taught them how to die. You see, one must have a Bible and read it and believe it to tell one how to die. Mother also had a pathway to the throne of grace. A pathway to the throne of grace. She took time to pray. The late Dr. George Truett tells this story in boyhood days in North Carolina. He said that every day his mother would go down into the orchard near the apple trees, and she'd spend some time there. And when she came back out, the light of heaven would be on her face. Well, he and his brothers got curious about all that, so one day they hid where their mother couldn't see them there in the orchard, and they watched their mother come down to this particular apple tree, and as she got under it, she began to pray. And this is what she prayed. She said, Lord, you have given me these boys, and I cannot bring them up in the right way without your help. I will make a shipwreck of their lives if I cannot have your help. Well, the boys went quietly back to their playing, but they never forgot their mother calling on God for strength and help under the midst of an old apple tree. They learned a very special secret in their lives. Their mother prayed. Their mother prayed. Mother, could I ask you a question? Do your children ever see you pray? That's important. That's important. When I was growing up, there was three boys. We all slept in the same bedroom. And I remember my mother coming into the bedroom night after night after night and getting on her knees and praying with us. When I got up about 16, I kind of thought that was silly. But you know what? As I look back over that, those are precious moments in my life when I can remember my mother kneeling beside our bed and praying for her three boys. What a blessing it is to have that as a memory of mother. And then mother had a tremendous task. Mother had a tremendous task. And mothers, could I say to you, you have a tremendous task to raise your children and send them out in the world to live for God. Mother knew nothing of a 40-hour work week, a 5-day week, or a vacation. She had a task. I read an article this week, talks about the average mother in America works 94 hours a week. 94 hours a week. Oh, my. How important it is, to what a tremendous task that is when you think about a mother works 94 hours a week to raise her children and to have the home that she's trying to have. Mother had the biggest job in all the world, and nothing can take it away. Her children call her blessed. My friend, when all the ships have launched and all the planes have been built, and all the work of the world has been done, the things that mother did will still be shining as bright as the sun. A true mother has hope. A true mother has hope. Her first hope is that all her children serve God, whom she served. Oh, she believed in a Bible which says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Mother, are you listening? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Oh, he may go through those years, those teenage years, when he strays away, but listen to me, he's coming back. He's coming back if you've trained him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. A true mother has hope, a hope of heaven, a hope of heaven. When a mother follows Jesus, she, at the end of physical life, will go to heaven. Mother, are you listening? On this Mother's Day, do you have a Savior? Do you have a Savior? Are you walking with Him? Mother, do you have a church home? Mother, are you serving God through your church home? Do you have a Bible? Are you living what it teaches? Are you living as it says to live? Do you have a pathway to the throne of grace? Mother, do you pray? Do you have hope, one that's centered around Jesus Christ? Mother, have you turned your back on sin and trusted Jesus? Mother, are you saved? Are you saved? It could be right now that there's someone in the listening audience that's realized today that you're not saved, but that you want to be saved. Would you right now bow your heads and pray with me? Repeat this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I don't understand it all, but as best as I know how, right now, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and save my soul. I ask Jesus to come into my heart right now as my Savior and my Lord. Right now, thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sins and for raising Him from the dead. Right now, Jesus, I thank you for saving me. You know what, if you've asked Jesus to save you today, I encourage you to find a New Testament church home to attend. Once you find that New Testament church home, make it public that you've trusted Jesus. Be obedient and follow Him in baptism and serve Him till you die. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this Mother's Day. Thank you for the influence of mothers on lives. I thank you for the influence of my mother on my life. And I thank you, Lord, for the many mothers that I know today. And I ask you to bless them today. Lord, I ask you to touch that mother whose son is strayed or whose daughter has strayed. I ask you, Lord, to just minister to that mother today. I ask you, God, to minister to that mother who may have a child that's missing today. Lord, I ask you to touch that mother who has gone through that of their child having gone home to be with you. God, comfort that mother. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart for mothers that play the role and take the part in the local New Testament church that serve you in a manner that pleases you. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I just thank you and praise you today for another day of life that you've given every one of us. And Lord, I pray your blessings upon this listening audience today. Speak to hearts today. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. If we can be of any spiritual assistance to you, we may be reached at 662-356-6037. That's Colola Springs Baptist Church. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.